Welcome to the Reading Phineas Wake Facebook Forum. This is Ian and Bob with our 46th episode. And we're going to do page 264 for our beginning point. And it begins, if you look at line 15 or so, new paragraph in the middle of the page. In these places sojournamus, where Eblen Water, least of Car and Fen, leaving Amont her shoals and salmon browses, whom inshore breezes woo with freshets, windeth to her broads. Now here's a famous line the Cluan liked. A phantom city, faked of film folk, bowed and sold for 400 of manhood in their 3 3/4 felkers for a price partitional of 26 and 6. By this riverside,
wait,
on our sunny bank.
Wait. Now you're starting to set a theme here.
Yeah.
This is all of that where everything gets pushed through. Sex is good, drugs are good, rock and roll is good, church is bad. And so being normal or sane or kind to other human beings, it's out of bounds. And so now everybody, in order for them to make it, they're creating these quote-unquote phantom cities, so everybody has to have a needle and a spoon.
For fantasy. Yeah, like, okay. That's, you can understand, he says, this phantom city, fake to film folk, bowed and sold for 400 of manhood in their 3 3/4 purpose, for 400 parts of manhood. He's describing what movies are as an extension. They're 400 of your manhood extended, amputated.
Which right now it's been announced that movies are dead. As of this week, movies are dead. That's bringing up its full circle, that they kill movies because there's no stars. There's nobody likes the stars. They don't got no stars. They don't make no movies. Make a good movie and somebody go see it. Where's that fucking Cecil B. DeMille when you need a good Hackett? What do you call it?
Well,
Hacker,
it would be me if I had time. But if I had some timing, I'd do it, but I got other things.
You killed the time. You don't have time to have time, Bob. You don't have time.
That's right. I killed it. Okay. By this riverside, on our sunny bank, how Buena the Vista, by Santa Rosa, a field of May, the very vale of spring. Orchards here are lodged, sainted laurels Ephraim buried. You have a hoig view, Ashwald, a glen of marrons and of thorns. Lenolin, Ardevan, curty glint of plazing height. This Norman court at boundary of the veal, yon creepered tower of a church of Ireland, meet for true saints and worshipful assemblage, with our king's house of stone, bell grove of glory.
Whoa. They're intimating that there's a king afoot, not a queen.
Mm.
He's intimating a king is afoot, not a queen. And that's the fall of the House of Norman. Where does the duchy live, Bob? Where does the duchy live?
Normandy.
No, Ardenville.
Okay.
A is in A-R-D, Ardenville. Yeah. Now, the people who live over there understand that very well, but most other people don't have a clue what's going on. But it doesn't matter. You don't have to. It's just basically you're waiting for the true saints in a worshipful assemblage. You see? That's key. Because you're kind of coming into things. So get ready. Get ready for the tombstones. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. The Bell Groves of Mulberry, the still that was mill and Closter that was yeoman's land, the gas-cold tomb shape of the quick foregone on, the loft-leaved elm Lafonian above mentioned, each, every, all is for the retrospectioner. School. Baga school again. Sweet some auburn cometh up as a self-freezing flower, that fragrance of the frazee beds. The phoenix, his pyre, is still flaming away of a true pratite spirit. The wren, his nest, is nettling.
Yeah, the nettling part is where everybody's, it's going to be okay. Everything is fine. There is no inflation. There is no problem. Everybody's got money. Just be still. Things aren't high, but they're not that high. You're going to be okay. Are you better off than you were 2 years ago? That's what we really want to find out here. Are you really better off than you were 2 years ago? And they start, fiddle faddling, that's the candy, the cracker fiddle faddle, the caramel corn stuff that Carolyn won't let you eat. This becomes that self-freezing flour. Okay, he's on just tiptoe because we're building a plot here. We don't want to keep it away. But the nibbling is important. And see, now you're going to say everything that's coming on. The thing that nobody's watching now is television.
That's right.
That's all television will tell you is how everything's going to be okay. Or everything is so bad, there's nothing you can do.
That's right.
Everything's so bad, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, he says, the wren, his nest, well, I'll go back there, sweet some auburn, cometh up as a self-freezing flower, that fragile ants are the frazy beds. The phoenix, his pyre, still flaming away with true pret-tight spirit. The wren, his nest, is needling as the services of the Sabines are televisable. Here are the cottage and the bungalow for the cobbler and the brand-new burger. But I saw her chaplet gardens and little plaids of leafless pose, I ride the wonderful wonders off, the wonderful, wonderful wanders off, with hedges of ivy and Hollywood, oh, Hollywood, and bower of mistletoe. Are, though
bower.
If it deem, bower of mistletoe, are, though if it deem, though and yet if you please, for the blithe-haired daughter of Anguas, all out of two barony old perishers, tyrant, titany hands and glossy hair, a kiloliter in metro miriams.
Okay, hold on. Just hold on right here. This is where you're talking about how everything has changed. And, okay, do you know what snow is, Bob? Have you ever heard of snow?
Yeah, heroin.
Okay. No. That's blow. And snow. And then snow from the sky that falleth down. And
not cocaine?
Not cocaine? No. That's blow. That's blow, not blow, snow. Now, you see, what's happened now is they have, and when you shuffle off to Buffalo today, they now have 7 feet of snow.
Wow.
Just started 2 days ago. Seven feet. 7 feet of snow.
Wow.
And guess how often that has happened.
Once every 7 years.
Never. You see?
Okay.
I mean, and this is what they call this. It's a lake effect, but it's not a lake effect. This is that where the winter wonderful wanders off.
Yeah.
And now what's happened is it's all blown into this thing. So you're seeing these new, Kiskasay positions, even all the way down to Bingham. It's bad.
All right.
It's bad.
So we're at...
It was just a topical. It was a topical moment. We had to catch it while we...
Yeah, gotcha. A kiloliter in metromeriums. Tressa proprosapia, the parent bowl. One tabard, wine tap and warm tavern, and by ribbon development, from contact bridge to lease lapse, only 2,208,960 radio lumen lines to the westwards of a Fintown's generous poet's office. You know, McClellan used to talk about the number of lines on European TV was a different number from American lines. And I'm sure it was something like 600, 800, 60 radio Loma. And those numbers there could have the number of lines. But I think that would be too early for Joyce's TV. And he had the Bear Department screen.
He didn't write that.
Oh, it's
then.
About
that's
now.
That's
right. It's about
he
now.
Didn't write
I forgot.
This is for now. You don't even that's have 8G. You don't even. People are buying 8G TVs, and there ain't even real good 8G TV yet. You see, that's my television. If you go now, you can get a TV the size of your house, Bob, for $300 because nobody's buying TVs. Nobody's watching TVs. Only Jenny Bell watches Fox News and Carolyn.
Carolyn doesn't watch it anymore. 80,960 radio lumen lines to the west warts of a Fintown generous poet's office. Now let's just stop and go back over to the side action. On the left, on page 264.
Bob's got a side piece.
Some side action here. It's on page 264 on the left, around line 25. Move up, Macronomo. Move up Mackerninno. No, Mackerninno. Yeah. Move up Mackerninno. Make room for McInerney. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make
that's
room
Kaylee McInerney. That's Kaylee McInerney.
So what is that?
Old chief of check. That's Trump's old chief of staff. Come on back
oh,
up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then to the right, it says, in the right, far right column, the localization of legend leading to the legalization of latifundism. Is that Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Localization
yes.
of legend.
Well, this is, remember, this is the thing where we were talking about everything was set up for doing all kinds of debauchery and the debaucherous positions that you're doing. And so everything's okay. Everything's okay.
Oh, yeah.
You want to eat little kids? You want to eat little kids? Oh, that's okay. Well, just don't eat too many. It'll make you sick. Just don't eat too many. But if you want to eat some little kiddies, okay. Just don't eat too many. That'll make you sick. But up to that, it's perfectly okay. Nobody's going to be here.
The localization of legend leading to the legalization of latifund. Fun is everything. Anything that's fun, especially for Latins, is okay.
Right. Especially in Santa Rosa. Especially in Santa Rosa. That's not a place you want to get. You don't want sundown to catch you there, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's probably Santa Rosa in California, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What's left of it.
All right. So then we would have done footnote one. Well, just, no, we do footnote one. We went to there before. So we go down to footnote two. On our Sunnybank, so down below it says, when you dreamt that you'd wealth in marble arch, do you ever think of pool beg slow? When you dreamt that you wealth in marble arch, do you ever think of pool beg slow? What do you catch on that?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's easy. If you're in this ivory castle, did you ever think you'd walk through pools of blood slowly oozing down the stairs?
Wow. Okay. And then footnote three is at the very bottom. Meet for true saints in worshipful assemblage. Footnote three. Porphyrus Albion. That's Albion, A-L-B-I-O-N, Blake's enemy, England. Porphyrus Albion, red coat liar. We were always Holy Rose Marines on our side every time. We were always Holy Rose Marines.
This is setting up the whole thing for this new thing where you're not gay or straight or up or down, but everything and everybody has to be polyamorous.
Mm.
It lays it out right there, that you have to be everything.
Where does it say that? We were always Holy Rose Marines on our side every time? Like,
no.
Where's that?
Polyamorous. Polyamorous. Porphyrus Albion. That's the red coat liar. The red coat liar. The King George's crew, that you have the Holy Rose Marines. That means you want a Marine on your backside, apparently, or vice versa.
And Marines would be Americans?
Holy Rose Marines.
They didn't have Marines.
Marines would be, big Marines that you have in your relationship all the time. Big buck people thing.
Big Marines, okay. On our
side
every time.
That's a reference. And see that, but he was writing that as mariners, like, what do you call those people that are sailors that do debauchery when they come to port.
Yeah.
And they're not marrying you. They're not staying at home. You know, they're not going to milk your cow. Well, they might milk your cow, but not long term. But not long term. But not long term, though. That reference. And this is just setting the stage for what's coming now. We're trying to give you the heads up. This is one of the few arenas where you get a little bit of the past and a little bit of the present and a little bit of what's to come. So this is the first sewing up of a section where you have the outer, inner, and the middle kingdom coming together, just not necessarily in order.
Wow. Excellent. Okay, so on page 265, you had televisable up there, 1, 8, 9, 10, line 11, but four lines down, it says, on the left, in Snowdrop, true to Dentelle, flesh and heliotrope. Now on page 349, in the italicized section about television, it's called the heliotropical no time. So he positions heliotrope right near televisable, keeping that connection, anticipating that connection.
Correct.
I'm probably the first person to ever notice that. Anyway.
Because otherwise, if you didn't have that connection, you'd never notice the heliotrope. You'd have no access to it.
That's right. So then, footnote one, skull, agus skull again, one. It says, now I must wash the little face. Now I must wash the little face. The little man?
I missed it. You missed it. You missed the other side. Do the other side. The bottom of the page.
Yeah, there's nothing on the other side, but below heliotrope, there's nothing.
Here's our dozen. Right.
Here's our dozen cousins from the Stars on Tripes. That's about America. Here's our dozen cousins from the Stars on Stripes. From the Stars on Tripes. That's Marxist talk. Poor people.
That's correct. Aloofness. Aloofness. That's what you're looking at. And people would rather live in a tent in front of somebody's business and defecate in their door than own a home, pay taxes, and be a civil citizen. Or what you call it. You call it a civil servant. Why do that? We'll just do it this way. And they steal somebody's power and put a washing machine outside the front door of somebody else's business that people can't even get to. And they're like, I'll live on this sidewalk. Who the hell are you? Get away from me. You can't touch me. I'm living right here. This is my sidewalk. Move your damn business. Are you here for, I don't care who was here for. This is my sidewalk. You better get out. Don't you press me. I'll call the police on you.
What you call the battle between the cities and the states. The cities, democratic cities are going to be ghettos of scum, and the suburban rural areas are going to be nice and clean. Right? That's going to be
the first little dot that comes along that says, aha, is that like New York State is why you have the house now. And California.
Yes, that's right.
It's why you have the house now. California is why you have the house now. So the outside, the states, are becoming Republican, but the cities are still the same thing. Atlanta is the same way. Everybody in Georgia is going to vote for Herschel Walker, okay, except for Savannah and Atlanta. And that's about half of the electorate.
Yeah, you said everybody in Atlanta is going to vote for Herschel? Or
no,
in Georgia?
Georgia. We didn't say Atlanta. We said everybody in Georgia is going to vote for Herschel Walker, except for Savannah and Atlanta. And those two populations make up almost half of the electorate. So
Savannah and Atlanta are half the electorate.
Those are the two big cities. Because, Moultrie, Georgia don't have that many voters.
Yeah, why, what'd you say? Moultrie?
Mm-hmm. It's a city in Georgia. Little bit.
So, in the states, the rural areas, what do they like about Herschel? What's he stand for?
They feel the inflation, they feel the problem, they feel all the mess. And, Warnock is all with Biden, let's raise some more money for Bob. Warnock works, see, all these Democrats, they secretly work for Bob. But that's another conversation.
Yeah, that's another topic, okay. So we did that. Here's our dozen cousins from the Stars on Tripes. That would be, well, both states and cities get people starving for different contexts.
Correct.
Okay, so then you go to now footnote one. Agus skull again. Now I must wash the little face. Mm-hmm. What's that?
Have to clean up. Now they're all trying to clean up their act. The Democrats are now hard on crime as they still let people go. Now they're hard on crime.
Right. Now I must wash the little face for the little man. Footnote two is brand new burger. Now this looks like an interesting paragraph. Footnote two, a Viking vernacular expression still used in the Summerhill district for a jerry-headed man of 40 who puts two fingers into his boiling soup plate and licks them in turn to find out if there's enough mushroom ketchup in the mutton broth. Wow, that's pretty straightforward writing for Joyce. That's a new burger.
Well, It raises into a position. Now, we're not quite sure what mushroom catsup is, unless it's a bloody appendage, as they tried to say President Trump conceived.
Trump concedes is mushroom ketchup?
Yeah, the mushroom ketchup. We're not sure about the ketchup unless it's a bleeding appendage that they said that Stormy Daniels said that the president's genitalia was in the shape of a mushroom.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
The mushroom ketchup in the mutton broth is the reference. So
that's pretty sure, Ian. That's pretty sure.
Yeah, okay, I'll give it to you. But the man of 40, with two fingers, there you go. You watch it, the victory sign. They take you all the way to Churchill, but you didn't want to go there.
That would be a mega hat wearing. Didn't we see a Jerry-headed man? Yeah, the mega hat wearer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Viking vernacular expression still used in the Summerhill district for a Jerry-headed man of 40 who puts two fingers into his boiling soup plate and licks them. That's like rural people, and turned a trumper, and turned to find out if there's enough a trump in the mutton broth. That's what they're trying to figure out now. Is there enough trump to
which
get
he now,
over?
Which he now, he had, well, before last week, before this week, he wasn't running, remember?
Yeah, yeah. Now, this couldn't be read until now. Okay, so, footnote three. The winterful, wonderful wanders off. Etiquette says hippie. It acts like a hippie. Leaves out the bowels. With the whole bed. Odek. A-E-I-O-U. There's the five vowels. So had, kept, the.
Shipped. Shippy.
E-I-O, hop, you, pew. But I just said, there it is. That's what that is.
Say it again.
You get had, kef, zip, hop, pew.
Yeah.
Had, kef, zip, hop,
basically.
Pew.
Basically. Right.
What would that be? Wonderful wonders off.
That's the degrees of separation.
Aha. Oh, the 6 degrees. Okay. So then footnote four. Though if it seem though, and yet if you pleat. That's that little girl talk that sometimes surfaces. For the blithe-haired daughter of Anguas. Put on four, Googla Pooplo. Googla Plupo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Google?
That's your Googler. Googler that you look when you're looking for something. So Google it. Google it. If you don't know what's going on, Google it. Googler Plupo. Plup-plu.
All right, then, wine tap and warm tavern, footnote five, Tomley, the grown man, a butcher shoots him the blahs and bratches. I'm sorry to see pea shooter. Tomley, the grown man, a butcher shoots him the blahs and brash. I'm Corey to see pea shooter.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about? Is that about a candidate?
This is Schumer. And sorry to see Pelosi and Schumer, and then there's a butcher that's going to be chopping off the branches, you know, the branches of the government.
Yeah. Yes.
The butcher, Tomley, the grown man, Tomley. Who's Tomley?
That would be Jim Jordan.
Jordan didn't resign.
No, but he's the one who's going to chop all the stuff off.
Okay, then that's fine. But he's going after Tomley first.
Oh, okay. And he had to resign.
Yeah.
Okay, Homeland so we're Security. Down at the bottom here. We did Homeland the TV Security. Lines. What'd you say?
He's the old head of Homeland Security.
Oh, and he had to resign?
Yep. Bye.
As the new gang comes in, or as...
No,
he resigned
but Biden told him he's either got to resign or get fired, because apparently there's some little something at the border going on. No, the border's secure. Border's secure now. Don't mess this up. It's okay. Everything's okay down there. Everything's fine. But we think we need a little different direction. We need a new PR man for our border campaign, because it's getting a little... They're getting a little icy over this position. They think some people have said that they think too many people are crossing the Rio Grande, but that's silly. That's a silly, silly thing to think about. So we need a new PR man to press the flesh a little better so that people will feel more comfortable with these people visiting for holiday.
Yeah, I got your pun on icy. Getting a little icy. Mm-hmm. I see that. Okay, mm-hmm. So the last line. Distorted mirage, aloofliest of the plain, wherein the buxomness of the bedalias makes Hobby Hodge happy in his hole. The store and charter, Treetown Castle under Lynn, Riverpool, had a breek on it, but its piers eerie, its span spooky, its toll but a till, its parapets all parapetting, doblongs by his by, which we all pass, tons, in our snooze-nore, while we hicker words the thicker, shine, shore, which assures us from the murk of the methylated, in the barabello's other, the dever butler table round, past morning top's necessity, and Harrington's invention, to the clarions of the childlight in the studio room upstarts. Here we'll dwell on homiest powers. Love at the latch with the novices, pig and that, nig and nag. The chorus, the principals, for the rifocellation of their inclination to the manifestation of irritation, the older boys and doll. Now here's an important line. After sound, light, and heat, memory, will, and understanding. After sound, light, and heat, you get memory,
will, and understanding. You've gone too far. I should have interrupted you, but I didn't. But this is setting it up that all this mess is on. It's on like Donkey Kong. You're going to work, and you're going to till, and you're going to dig, and you're going to fight for it, and you're not going to get anything, and you're not going to be able to work. So a lot of them have got their idea, let's become self-sustainers so we don't have to answer to what all these other people are. So now all the businesses are going to close, so you're not going to be able to go get a job, you see. That's the whole rub.
Where's that? They may be ahead of it. Everywhere.
Toil but a till. The parapets of parapetating. The delongs, the elonging by his by. You're going to be by yourself. And that's going to pass, but you're going to be snoozing as you're snoring. And now you got to be careful because the hicker words, the thicker, the ones that are stouter, the shines, the seashores, seashells, but she sells seashells by the seashore. Those are the ones that's going to soar. It's going to be modulated. They're going to be bearable blow throwers, and they're going to be buttered in the table round. So they'll start eating things and people. Just watch out for the morning top's necessity. Because what did Harrington invent, Bob?
I don't know. I missed that one.
The clarions of the childlight and the studio dome upstarts. There's your infanticide right there. For the homiest powers. Love at the latch, they call it. With the nigras and the nagras.
The latchkey kids. The latchkey.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So then the main characters in the book are in the chorus, they're the principals, and therefore the rifocellation of their inclination to the manifestation of irritation.
Oh, my God, irritating. That's like Bob is irritated right there.
I got irritated. So the rifocellation of their inclination to the manifestation of irritation, dollar boys and doll, after sound, light, and heat, memory, will, and understanding. Can you translate that last line into something?
Sure. You're reallocating everything. We're inclined to give you some more money, but we're not going to because it's turned into a manifestation of irritation because the more money you give me, talking about in the USA, talking about the inflation, the more money they pump into the system, the more things cost. Remember, we've said all along that don't worry about it because a Happy Meal is going to cost you $1.6 million very soon. Well, one more bump, Bob, and you'll be right there to the point where you're giving $22 for a banana. I mean, it's a little bit insane. So, or no, that was for half a banana. That's what it was for Jesse Waters. He ordered a banana at the Patriot Awards. It was $22 for half a sliced banana. $22. So he complained. And so how they solved it is they gave him the other half of the banana and didn't charge him. And with a straight face. So reorganizing everything. And see, now, the dolder boys and dolls, that's the people who stepped out. They stepped out. It's going to, you'll catch it in the footnote. But then you got the heat, going to be hot, and it's going to be cold, and it's going to be a memory. It's going to make you remember how nice it was when you had a general republic where you could actually have a three-bedroom ranch and 2.3 children and somebody that would sleep with you, someone that would copulate with you pretty regularly that you didn't have to ply with gin and regret to be able to engage.
Okay, so
how about that one? How about that one? Now you're through because you got to the end. You got to your spot.
No, we got to go another. We got to get over to Spilled Peas on 267.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because so, you want to do several short runs.
Yeah. Bedelia, footnote one, line one. Bedelia's one. I believe in Dublin and the Sultan of Turkey. It is Bedelia's.
That is coming forth the Ottoman rule. That the Dubliners are going to be. This is going to become the Ottoman Empire, Byzantine, as it was.
Ah. All right, makes hobby. Yeah, because the Irish monks, their heyday for Irish culture was back in the medieval time during the Ottoman Empire. So yeah, there's a secret alignment there. So, these Bedelias, they make Hoppy Hodge happy in his hole. Footnote 2. I've heard this word used by Martin Halpin, an old gardener from the Glens of Antrim.
Oh, my God. They could have just as easily inserted Lewis Rukhauser right there, Bob.
It's wonderful.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's Joyce talking
straight to us. Makes Hoppy Hodge happy in his hole. And then he says, I've heard this word used by Lewis Rukhauser, an old gardener from the Glens of Antrim, who used to do odd jobs for my godfather, the Reverend B.B. Brophy of Swords. Well, what a statement.
Brophy of Swords. That's the Ten of Cups, if you're in tarot. You have to call Greenbra and ask her what the Ten of Cups is. But
right.
It's the Brophy of Swords. And see, now there's going to be this reverend position to say that this new religion is going to come straighten your ass out. But you're not going to buy it. You ain't buying.
No.
Whatever they're selling, you ain't buying.
That's right. So then footnote 3, Dolder Boys and Doll, you said we could look down the footnote. Ravens may reeve, so can dove dealish. Ravens may reeve or rive, so can dove dealish. Dove dealish.
Mm-hmm. These problems are not going away because they rev up your dirty dealing. Now you can have a reason to negotiate. Well, we're not going to do that, but we'll give you this, okay? You only get 3 fresh needles a day. Not 2, you get 3, no more than that. If you can't get high in 3 times and be clean, then you're just going to do whatever you're going to do. But don't worry, if you run out, we have plenty of fentanyl on the side, and it's no charge. Fentanyl's free today.
All right, we got to get into this paragraph. Here we go. Here, in brackets, the memories framed from walls are minding. Here till wranglers for ring rowdy ready are FF. In brackets, at gaze, respecting 14th Baronet, meet all tree 10th Bon Corot chef. And a bracket, and ear commencement, Catalonic, when itis check, choke will addle's gambit. In brackets, that buxom brews up, give it a burl. Close bracket. Let us seek, O June of Eves, the genius, thou who fleest ficklesome, the fond, fervid fronder, to thickly myself attached with thine FTs and sewer. Undrawer of our unconscionable, flicker, flapper, forer, unter drug. Lead us, seek, load us, see, light us, find. Let us miss not, made it eight. Mimosa, multi, mimetica, the meaning of my meaning.
Hold on. You're going too far. That, what this is laying out here, this is your FTC. This is your fried breed section.
Where
June of Eve and everything's coming up, and now you got... Everybody's in a fervent fonder. They're flucking, flicking, flacking. The insurer. Who insured this? The EFT. EFT. Those fungible positions on an on drawer of the unconscionable, a flicker flap that's fallen away. And it's now choked the adult's gambit. They've choked what's these people's money, that this little 30-year-old man with $300 lost $8
billion. And a little earlier, it says, when itis choke will, adult's gambit. So, bank man, you made a gambit, and it choked, and your check didn't show up. That was all before the commitment.
And when it did get there, it bounced. So.
Yeah. That Brooks and Bros up. Give it a burl. Oh, Junevieve's the Jenniest. Is that the Jenny, the singers? The Jenny, Waylon Jennies?
No. That's one of his polyamorous ex-girlfriends that was over the non-profit foundation that gave all the money to Biden.
Oh, Caroline.
Laundered the money from, and then loaned. Yeah, not Caroline. It's Caroline. That's right.
Yeah.
Right there at Caroline. Oh, Junevieve's
the...
She'll stab you.
Yeah, she'll come stab you. Oh, Junevieve's the Jenniest. Thou who fleest, ficklesome, fleest, flicklesome, the fond, fervent fronder, to thickly thyself attached with thine Eve tease and sewer, on drawer of our unconscionable flicker flapper for our hunter drugged. Now, this is the new part. Lead us, seek, load us, see, light us, find, let us miss not metadate, mimodus multimedica, the meaning of meaning. I know about that's a book by Ogden and Richards, came out in 1923, and the phrase phatic, phatic, was first introduced by the anthropologist Malinowski.
Just stay on the script, Bob. Just down the script. It's not right,
this is my noble. The meaning of meaning. Elpis, thou fountain of the Greases, all shall spear thee word. From Conjun in his canteen house to Nivers behind the knoll, Ausonius Audosior and Gail Gilligall. Singling lying, Storiella as she is sung, whence follow up with end speaking knots for yester, plutonically pursued on briefest glimpse from glad rags, pretty proser pronette, who slipped satchel spilleth peas. Peas there.
Yeah. See that this is that setting up where everybody's rich and everybody's gonna be a millionaire when they go broke.
Right, that's down on the left here. Pre-austeric man and his pursuit of pan-hysteric woman. That's what you just said about going broke. You get a lot of money, pre-austeric man, and his pursuit of pan-hysteric woman.
You're right. And everybody's sipping mimosas, and everybody's laying out, having a big time, and wearing their Gucci and their Louis Vuitton.
Over on the left, it says in the left column, "Bet you fippins or five pence, I guess. Bet you fippins any Theseus. There's no purgatory. See, nobody thinks they're going to pay. There's no purgatory. Yeah. Are you this game?"
You want to live in a polyamorous relationship with no venereal diseases? Come on by, honey. We need to talk.
Bring your people.
If they don't have any bad smells and they're clean, if they're clean and no bad smells, then they're good.
Awesome. So then at the top it says, flicker flapper for hunter drug, footnote one. Down in footnote one, it says, for Rose Point, see Inish Mac Saint. It's not Harold Innes, is it?
No.
Poe's mentor. For Rose Point, see Inish Mac Saint. Well, that's for the drug. They got to get a little saintly. They got to bounce off that.
Correct. Well, they're going to make it okay. You're going to kill yourself. It's okay. They're gonna legalize suicide. Make suicide legal.
Lead us, seek, load us, see, light us, find, the meaning of meaning, then help us, thou fountain of the Greases, all shall spear thee word. Footnote two, mannequin's pose, mechanical bride.
Yeah.
Mannequin's pose.
The mannequin's pose, that's the fentanyl freeze. Some people who
overdose
poison themselves, they can walk in the room and look at them and they can tell that they overdosed on fentanyl because basically their heart just stops. and their system seizes, so they have this frozen thing, like a mannequin.
Yeah.
Just like an Egyptian. And then
nice.
You know.
Help us, thou fountain of the Grecians, all shall spear the word from Congen in his canteen house to Nivers Eindenol, of Sonius of the Seer and Gal Gurley Gal. Sonius of Dosier and Gail Gilly Gall, 3, this is a good line, their holy presumption and her sin fly dispirit. Holy presumption, her sin fly, sin flies away.
Yeah.
The
we're
call.
Gonna be all right. God said it's okay, let's fuck.
Right. And then, look at this, on the left, it says, there was a sweet hopeful called Sis. Sis is what the woke people call heterosexual people. They had the word sis right in there.
Correct.
There's a sweet hopeful called sis.
That they didn't even use. So what? So what's a polysis? There you go. is that a multiple straighter? It's multi straighter. Okay, got you.
All right, and then we just slide into the ending here. Singling and lying. Storiella, as she is sung. Whence follow up with end speaking knots for yesters, plutonically pursuing our briefest glimpse from glad rags, pretty proser pernet, whose slit satchel spilleth peas. End of our section. Awesome.
Yay.
What a stretch that was. So we pretty well have finally done
all the way down to the urges and the wilder urges in a
wider
prime primitive. Well,
September.
This all hit in September.
Oh, yeah, September 24th. September 24th, I remember that.
So it had to make the full circle, which is where you started when you did those other lines to get you to that level, but you couldn't get there because we couldn't want to spill the beans. We couldn't say, you better beware the Ides of March. We didn't want to tip the hand, you see. So.
Yeah, when we did the other parts of 260 to 270.
Agreed.
The other pages we did.
So, correct. So now what happens, you kind of come to what you call closing it up, sewing it up. It's like laying it by. It's called laying it by, where you bust the middles out so you can start figuring out what you're going to do or how you're going to do or what's doing. So that's good.
Perfect. So let me just unmute people, get a few.
All participants are now unmuted.
Pattern recognition. Any patterns, people? You're unmuted.
Peter pack a pick a pack of pickle pickers.
Here comes Phil. He always has a pattern. What do you say, Phil?
Yeah.
Hey, Phil.
What did I have here? Hello, Ian. I'm going back to page 265.
Yeah.
And I was just, where are we? About 8 lines down. The phoenix, his pyre, is still flaming away with true bright spirit.
Yes.
I wondered who the phoenix was, as you didn't say.
What was left?
Oh, that'd be Trump.
What was left?
What was left?
Trump is the only thing that's left. Trump, everything else is gone.
Yeah, he's the phoenix. He keeps resurrecting.
Yeah.
It was still patriotic spirit. He's still trying to be the patriot.
Right.
So he's still there.
But now, be careful now. If you listen to what he's saying, he's doing things differently. He's not saying democracy is the answer. He says, I'm going to be in charge.
Yeah.
The difference.
Right.
He's not talking about democracy. He's talking about we the people, my people.
Yes.
So he's
not even pimping. And he's not even pimping Republicans because he's like, most of them are a part of the swamp. They need to go too.
Yeah.
Funny how all the big donors came out and tweeted that immediately that, we won't be giving him a penny this time. And he won't get any coverage on Fox. And I thought, he isn't going to need it. That's the biggest plus you could possibly come out with.
Yeah. Sure.
But don't worry. Something has bought CNN. And so now CNN is having to really have a problem because they're like, what do you mean we can't say nope? You can't say that nope. You can say anything you want to when you get some rating. Because right now, it doesn't matter what you say because nobody's watching you. You see?
Right.
Who's bought it?
Or some associate. We're the only ones with any money, so.
Exactly.
Nobody. Well, but no. It becomes one of those. Well, that's not for here. That's another conversation. We brought it up, but that's not
all
for
right. here. Oh, very good.
That's when we do Ulysses, the great epic journey of Bob. The Ulysses.
Praise Bob.
Yes, but there was a point there. Oh, yeah, so Trump, he knows that Obama was the last president. He knows he wasn't a real president. He knows Biden's not a president. Mm-hmm. So that's now a given. So he says the people are ready to understand there ain't no president necessary, just someone who's in charge with great competence. Yes.
So now you've all but done away with the Supreme Court, so that branch has been cut off. Nobody's listening anymore because of the Dobbs verdict. Imagine the Dobbs verdict having an effect on the country. Imagine that.
Then you
have the branch. The legislative branch that can't pass gas. They can't even pass gas in the legislature. So
Trump was going to drain the swamp, and now there's nobody in Washington. He literally drained the whole city of anybody.
Yeah, and they're hauling off the bodies, and they're hauling off the bodies right now.
His final holdouts, he snuffed them. Yeah. At the White House, no less.
I never thought of it like that,
wall.
Bob, but you're right.
Here at the wall.
Lady Halliburton, she was actually correct. Trump did stay in there and try and did pull off a coup.
Yeah.
He never left the White House.
And that's why they're so upset about the January 6th thing, which was Democratic people. That's what the hell of it is. It was Democrats that were there doing it. And now those people are still squandering in jail, and everybody else that runs around and kills everybody, they're out there. They're having high tea with the Queen Mum.
Who are they? The ones on the committee are having high tea?
No. Other regular criminals, like the people who in Texas who'd ran over 75 police officers and hurt like 20 of them, 75. He's already out on bail.
Jordan Bennett.
And the nice people are in jail.
Correct. And then the January 6th people are in solitary confinement, hadn't been charged. They've been in jail since January, a little after January 6th.
Yeah.
They're still rotting in jail.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, and they say, but we'll get to you. We'll get to you next year. We'll see.
Okay, any other pattern people?
Did you do the right-hand margin on 266? Pre-austeric man?
Yes, we did that. That's the pursuit of happy people or something. What was that? You had an old condition, and then you had the post-austeric woman.
Yeah.
That means they're doing okay. Everybody is fuckable, Chad. No more hysteria of virginity.
Fine. They let everybody gave you shit. Now your day has come, Chad. You finally arrived. It's pretty good. You just had to wait them out, big boy. That's all you had to do. That's pretty good.
Chadville, from here on in.
Excuse me, the queue's right over here. Single file.
From Advil to Chadville. There's a good one. From Advil to Chadville.
From Nookie to Mantis.
Okay,
that's quite a campaign more, you got going there, Dad.
Thank you. One more pattern as I am sails into the wind. Nothing? Okay, I'll just play some music. Thank you very much, Reading Finney's Wake Forum. Thanks for putting up with us.
Yay.
Hey, thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, all of you. Thank you for participating. Praise in public incredulity. Praise public incredulity.
Thanks for the memories.
I think we'll go back to Laura Marling again. I like her music.